Good afternoon. It's Hair Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Well, there's been great comedic fodder from odd couple roommates, but also some tremendous impact on people's lives, good, bad, ugly. We're going to talk about the nature of roommates in this portion of the program, but I'd like to hear from you. If you had a particularly bizarre experience with a roommate, either in college or when you were getting started outside of school and maybe for the first time living with someone who wasn't a family member, share that with us at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722 or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. With me is Stephanie Wu, author of The Roommates, True Tales of Friendship, Rivalry, Romance, and Disturbingly Close Quarters. Stephanie, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
Roommates seem to be even more common these days, as in so many urban areas, rents have gone through the roof. And I wonder, just culturally, are we at a place where it's even more common than it's been in the past?
We absolutely are. You know, there's one statistic that I found quite interesting, which is that in big cities, like you mentioned, and specifically New York City, in the past 10 years, between 2000 and 2010, the number of people living in non-family households has actually gone up 40%, which to me is a staggering number in 10 years.
Wow. And that's occurring at the same time that a lot of young people are returning to the original nest and living with mom and dad. So that's going
on too. That's true. Yes. I mean, in many cases, your parents become your roommates once again.
Yeah. Well, so what are some of the just common challenges that people have? We're aware of Neil Simon's The Odd Couple, and there have been other, you know, very funny looks at opposites, you know, going into the same household. But you know, what are some of the just general challenges of people living together who may not know each other well?
You know, I think it's almost always starts with a personality thing. So are you clean? Are you messy? Do you start your day early or do you go to bed late? And it's funny because these are some of the questions that college campuses often try to tackle when they give out that roommate survey before you come to college. They sound like such basic, you know, yes or no questions, but they can really determine whether or not, as a freshman entering college and perhaps living with a stranger for the first time, whether or not you're going to get along with someone who you're more likely than not to be living with for an entire year. So it starts with these seemingly basic questions, but they have a huge effect on your lifestyle, especially if, you know, you can't sleep unless it's completely dark in the room, but your roommate wakes up at 6 a.m. and starts blow drying her hair.
And have colleges gotten better at how they match up dorm mates?
You know, I think that they have been trying to, and certainly it is a major part of student life, so it's not something that they can ignore. And I know my alma mater, New York University, used to allow students to pick their roommates before they entered college, but now they've stopped this practice as a way to encourage meeting new people, meeting someone from a diverse background, that type of thing.
Again, I'd love to hear from listeners. What's your best roommate experience, either when you went off to college or if you were living with a roommate after you got out of school? What sorts of experiences were part of that for you? Did you learn to live with different types of people you wouldn't have otherwise? You know, what's the funniest sort of scenario that you found yourself in? 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Olivia writes on the page, my first year in college, I was paired with a roommate who suffered from anorexia and bulimia. It was my first time dealing with someone with an eating disorder. It was a tremendous learning experience. I didn't really think eating disorders were real, she writes. So for Olivia, seeing someone struggling with that, the reality of it really hit home. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Stephanie, that's just the kind of thing I'm sure the colleges would say, well, that's great. You're exposing someone to an aspect of life that they, in Olivia's case, didn't even think was for real.
It's true. And actually, I was surprised by the number of people I spoke to who had roommates with mental disorders and the way they dealt with it. In many ways, it was inspiring to hear how they dealt with someone who, you know, how they dealt with living with someone, not just with an eating disorder, but in one case, multiple personality disorder that
Whoa.
Actually had the potential to put the person I interviewed at harm. And what they ended up doing, it was a group of girls living together, and they went to roommate therapy together to talk to this one roommate's psychiatrist and learn how to live with multiple personalities. And almost felt like it was a group of six girls, but one girl had multiple personalities, so it felt like living with 10 girls in a way.
It would have been nice to get a little heads up from the roommate early on.
Yeah, and the roommate thought that she had moved past it and didn't really think it would be a major problem, but living with strangers can trigger many things, and that was one of the things that she had to deal with. You know, in fact, sometimes apologizing to her roommates afterward for things she didn't realize her another personality had done.
KPCC managing editor Kristen Muller said, "My summer camp roommate woke up every day at 6 to practice her violin in the room right next to me." Wow. It's sort of like a classical version of Reveille, I guess, gets you out of bed. 866-893-KPCC or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Your best roommate stories from camp, from college, from first apartment after college. What is it that you learned? What was distressing? There's some wild stories in Stephanie Wu's new book, The Roommate, including one of a roommate who stole a woman's identity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was shocked to hear that story. As shocking as it sounds, it's even worse when you hear it from the person whom it happened to. And this was a girl who met her freshman year roommate. They became fast friends. They got along swimmingly. They even started to dress alike, talk alike. And then one day, after realizing that both her debit card and her driver's license had gone missing within a span of days, she realized that, you know, there was a chance that her identity had gotten stolen. So she went to the bank, and sure enough, she was many thousand dollars in the red. And it was only after viewing security footage that she realized this person, this roommate who she thought was a very good friend of hers and had even accompanied her to the police station to file the report, was actually the one who had not only stolen money from her, but attempted to steal her identity.
Wow. That's fascinating. Carlos in Monrovia, you're on Air Talk. What's your best roommate story?
Well, yeah, he was the star of the basketball team and, you know, big guy, and I'm not that big a guy. Anyway, the whole time he just spent intimidating me and trying to get me to leave the room so that he could have a double room to himself. He was we were different races, and he was very, it became kind of racially charged as well with his friend trying to intimidate me and all of that. And I was kind of new to that town, so it was not a lot of fun. And it, well, it ended up, you know, I got out through, I guess I just kind of bluffed him into something, believing something, and then he's the one who left the room and left me alone.
Oh, wow.
So, Carlos, that's a rough experience. So you go away, you go to college, and your first roommate is a bully, essentially, and you got to figure out a way to have your room. So did it interfere with your ability to do well in college, or were you able to get through it okay?
Well, I mean, initially, you know, it did, but I think, you know, I used a racial stereotype to get out of it by, you know, threatening him in a way. And, you know, it worked out in the end, but at the beginning, it was not a lot of fun.
Carlos, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate your call, 866-893-KPCC. Jack in West Hollywood, you're on Air Talk.
Hi, I just wanted to comment. My college, and I know a lot of other colleges, will have forced triples in double units, you know, where they have too many students coming in. And I wanted to hear your guest's opinion on that, if she's encountered that, if that created any extra stress, because I know for me personally, it definitely did. And I can take my call off the air.
Yeah, all right. I appreciate it, Jack. Yeah, putting three students into a two-person room.
You know, that is absolutely a common occurrence in colleges. And, you know, when the dorms themselves are small to begin with, more people than necessary is never fun. And in one of the chapters in my book, it was actually that happened with an 8-person room in which they put a 9th person in there, which I, you know, it's starting to sound a little bit like a brothel with the amount of people that you're trying to squeeze into a room. So it's tough to begin with. And I don't know how, you survive something like that, I think the best piece of advice I can give is to find somewhere else where you can go, whether it's the library, a friend's room, a coffee shop. But if you're living in a space that doesn't feel big enough, then you have to find somewhere else in which to gather your thoughts and not go insane.
Keith writes on the page, my freshman roommate had the loudest keyboard on his computer. He typed as fast as possible and make mistakes, which meant he hammered the delete key into the dead of night. After 3 months, I lost it and yelled out, for the love of God, be more accurate. That's Keith in Pasadena. Oscar writes, worst roommate. He kept the room at 60 degrees. My fingers and toes were numb for the good part of the year. My best roommate were my goldfish. 866-893-KPCC or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Let's see what other comments we have. D. Schwartz says, I've had absurdly good luck with roommates over the years. No fights, on-time bill payment or reasonable delays, at least cordial relationships. The worst with Livet was living with a couple who insisted on me taking side in their fights. After a couple times trying to mediate, I learned to stay out of it. That's D. Schwartz writing on the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Stephanie Wu, you have another story in the book, The Roommates, about a couple who fell in love being roommates. And you wonder, how common is that, that what begins as platonic turns romantic?
I think it's pretty common because if you're single and you're young and you're living in a city, and sometimes at the end of the night you're seeing the same person over and over again, I think it can quite easily, if you're both single, turn into something more than a platonic relationship. And this happened in quite a few cases in the book. In one case, the two roommates decided mutually on a roommates with benefits situation, which actually worked out well and ended well, which shocked me. And in another case, two roommates fell in love but didn't realize until after they stopped living together. So years after living together as friends, they moved back in together as boyfriend and girlfriend, which I found absolutely charming.
All right. Sarah, in Hancock Park, you're on Air Talk.
Hi, thank you. So I had a roommate when I was studying abroad in Italy. I was living with an apartment of five other people. And over the time that we were in our program, she became very passive-aggressive. We made this list of roommate rules, and she would leave post-its on it every day saying really, really terrible things about me and to me, and she would exploit all of our vulnerable spots. And in the end, we found out that she had actually been kicked out of her school prior to the program, and she was going just because she paid all the money, and it was just crazy, and she pretty much ruined our study abroad experience within our home and our apartment. So, yeah.
That's rough. Here you're going to this beautiful country of Italy, a trip you undoubtedly looked forward to for many months, only to find out that you've got, you know, someone whacked out as your roommate trying to ruin it.
Yeah, it was difficult. But, I mean, nonetheless, we prevailed. However, it was an interesting part of the experience.
Sarah, thank you for sharing that. And that shows the power of roommates, for good or bad. They can take an experience that would be an otherwise pleasant one and make it an ordeal, or take something that would be, you know, run-of-the-mill and make it really, really special as a result of how strong they are. 866-893-KPCC. Ruben in Long Beach, good to have you with us.
Great to be on. Just a little story is I actually had a roommate for a time with a drug dealer. He would actually deal weed out of our room, and we'd get all kinds of weird people coming in and out at all hours of the night, which is really kind of tough because, you know, you're going through that academic career and you're trying to study and also you're trying to have a social life, but it was just a nasty balance. Eventually, he just dropped out, but it was a weird time.
I'll bet. Did you try and get another roommate, Ruben?
You know what? At the time, I was like, you know, I'll live with it for a while. Unfortunately, he got he just left and got kicked out on his own. So it really solved itself. And then I had a room all to myself afterwards.
Oh, that worked out. All right. Ruben, thanks. Thanks very much. 866-893-KPCC. Scott in Silver Lake, welcome.
Hi. So I was going to school at Berkeley when Berkeley was Berkeley, and I had a roommate who was kind of a slaggard, and he was a fat guy from Brooklyn, and I was a theater major, and, you know, it's really difficult. They work you to death. You have rehearsals night and day. And so this one afternoon, it was especially grueling, and I was exhausted, and it was hot, and I came home, and I just wanted to lay down and be quiet. And I opened the door, and the marijuana smoke wafted out at me, and there must have been 20 people in the room.
Oh, gosh.
And they were all listening to rock and roll music, and I just lost it. I started screaming, and they just raced out like crazy people, and they all left the room, and I got to sleep.
Did he try that again, or did you deliver such a powerful message it wasn't repeated?
No, he was good from then on.
All right, Scott. Thanks. 866-893-KPCC. Troy emailed me this one. One Sunday morning, the police arrived at the front door and asked for my roommate's girlfriend. They then arrested her. My roommate had gone within the previous hour. He returned to the apartment a few hours later and explained that he and his girlfriend had had a fight. And when he left, he went to the police to get help for her. At the police station, it was noticed that he had scratches on his arm. So as a domestic violence incident, they were obliged to come back and arrest her. My roommate explained that they had gotten married on Friday. It was all I could do not to say in the moment, I think the honeymoon is over. Wow. Troy, that's a dramatic roommate experience. He left, they said, when the 6-month lease was over. 866-893-KPCC or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Patrick in downtown L.A., good to have you with us.
Hi.
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 Hi. When I was a freshman in college, I had a room in the international dorm, and one day I'm going to do my laundry and I can't find my laundry bag. So I asked my roommate, you know, have you seen it? And he says, yeah. By the way, did you use the last of my laundry soap? I said, I don't really remember. I mean, it sounds like something I would do, but I don't know. He goes, okay. Well, I threw your laundry out the window.
Oh, my God.
Right? And I'm looking at him like, I mean, it's, you know, you're crazy. And he goes, well, you know, where I come from in my country, you know, we don't really go tit for tat. We just kind of go over the mark so you'll never do it again. You know?
Wow. Like, wow. No proportionate response.
Yeah.
So, Patrick, I assume you always made sure to refill the laundry detergent?
Oh, yeah. I never bothered anything of his. Yeah. He really, really set the tone. Yeah.
Patrick, I guess it was effective.
Thanks for it. Well, I guess that's part of international housing, is you find out cultural differences, too. Thanks very much for that. Let me take another one. Rose in Santa Monica, what's your roommate story?
Oh, well, I went to a commuter school in Brooklyn, so I had to find my own roommate. And I, you know, sometime in early 2001, I found this guy. You know, it's probably like, you know, it's probably the summer he moved in. And we never talked much. And then September 11th happened. And I knew that one of the only things I knew about him was that he worked in One World Trade Center. So he didn't show up after 9/11. And I was really worried, you know, it took us all days to get home. And, you know, so like he hadn't been there all week. And I started to think I should go and check and, you know, maybe like contact his family or something. He was Indian. And I, so I had never been in his room before. And I went in his room and I saw some business cards. And sure enough, he worked right below the floor that had gotten hit. So I started looking for family numbers or something. I was really worried. You know, that really set me into a panic. And as I'm looking through, he's got stacks of, you know, he's like an IT guy. He had stacks of papers and stacks of porn. You know, as a young guy, had stacks of porn. And interleaved in all of them were my diary pages that I had torn out of my diary, because I would write in my diary, but I wouldn't want to save it. So I'd tear the pages out and throw them in the trash.
And he fished them out.
He had pulled my diary pages out of the trash, and they were all like, you know, whenever they would come out, they were variously leafed through all of this stuff in his room.
That is creepy. So did he ever come back?
Well, yeah. So that was the thing. So I was completely freaked out. I pulled all the diary pages. I went through everything, got all my diary pages out. I was like, God, if I ever see this guy again, I'm going to kill him. You know? But then he showed up, and I was like a deer in headlights. And he showed up for all of 15 minutes. He said hi. You know, the plane actually came through the floor of ours. We started running the second, because we knew that the plane had hit, and we were the last people out of the building, and they relocated us all to New Jersey. And then he left. And I was like, like, I didn't know this guy from Adam, but he was living, you know, we were sharing a place together. And, yeah, it was the creepiest thing that ever happened to me.
Wow. And if 9/11 hadn't happened, you might never have known that he was taking your diary pages. Rose, I appreciate that odd experience. You can share your roommate stories on the Air Talk page at kpcc.org. There's so many great ones that are here. Disturbing, fascinating, even inspirational. Stephanie Wu is author of The Roommates, True Tales of Friendship, Rivalry, Romance, and Disturbingly Close Quarters. Thank you for being with us. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks, Larry.
It's been fun. It's Air Talk on KPCC. Coming up, we'll take a look at the L.A. Police Commission's action today on the reappointment of Chief Charlie Beck. First, Hedy Lynn Hurdy's with a news update.